In the profession of radio journalism, you're always out there trying to get the story. Well, sometimes you become the story, and that's the case for Nate Lull, new member of the WCDO family and graduate of Gilbertsville Mount Upton, coming back from Buffalo to return to the area. He had the most amazing story going on and got a lot of publicity for it out in Buffalo as the Canisius play-by-play hockey announcer. It's all about the fact of helping other people's lives in ways that are almost hard to believe. So I'll give it to you and let you tell the story.
Well, it kind of just happened that I was announcing hockey out at Canisius College in Buffalo, and one of the players on the team, a defenseman, needed a bone marrow transplant out there. He had leukemia, and he was able to get it through a family member, but he really came to our staff and our players and was very big on kind of educating us about what the process was like, and he introduced us to a program called Be the Match. You can go there at bethematch.org. It's very simple. You sign up. They send you a little kit in the mail. You take a swab of the inside of your mouth. You send it back, and basically you're placed into a database where they could see for people who would need a transplant somewhere out there that there might be a possible match. They say right up front that the odds are very slim to none that you might actually be called, but I was called within 3 months and started a long, long process of going through and various tests. And all the tests took a lot of time. They'd say, okay, we need 90 days to get the results. So it was like a 6 to 9 month process, but it ended up being that I was a match for someone.
And if you think about it, some odds are better than no odds. And you said it clicked, an appreciable amount of time had gone by, but still something that worked out. What did you find out about the recipient of your stem cell?
They're not allowed to tell you too much information about that person, but basically when I was told that I was a match, they said that he is very close to not making it. Yeah. So this is something that we need to do right away. So we did it, and I will get an update at 3, 6, and 9 months out from the procedure to see how he's doing. So when we started, they weren't sure if he's going to make it, and I just got my 3 month update, and they said on a scale of 1 to 10, he's at a 9, and he's already back home with his family and doing well. So that was great news. And after a 1 year update, it's up to him if he would ever want to meet me or make contact with me.
And the information came to you originally from an email that, as the article in the local paper out in Buffalo made very clear, that it's something that you or I normally would say, you know, it's one of those gimmicks. Let's just erase it. It caught your eye for a personal reason.
Yeah, I mean, when I got the email, I knew it was from Canisius Hockey. It was from this defenseman, and he was talking about his experiences. But when I read it and he was encouraging people to sign up, it clicked a note with me, because my mom had cancer, actually passed away in 2012. And it just struck a chord with me, because I can associate as a family member wanting to think that there was hope out there for my mom, that some miracle would happen and we would get some more time with her. And I thought, boy, all they're asking is for me to take this kit and become a part of this database, and who knows? And it ended up being that I was able to help someone. So I felt very honored, and a lot of people said, boy, that's a lot of extra things to do and go out of your way. Uh-huh. And I said, but who knows? If I can help this person, I can understand what the other family is going through, and that was big for me.
And part of the hockey player's endearment to this, not only personal reasons, he was the digital media major, and he had a viral video.
Yeah, he had gone through a whole series of interviews with little kids that he had met throughout his experiences with leukemia in the hospital, and he put it to music, a Kelly Clarkson song, and it has over 1 million views on YouTube. So he was fun to go along the process with, because he was very interested in promoting that I was doing this, and we had gotten involved would be the match. So he's a great guy, and he's really done a lot to promote this program.
Can you continue, or are you continuing to be an advocate or a proactive member of this program and trying to get other people their awareness for the same thing?
I am, because originally when the newspaper in Buffalo approached me about doing a story, I turned them down. I said I don't want to do it, because I felt personally that I wasn't a hero for doing this. The odds were in my favor. It came to me. I did it, but anyone would do it in my mind. It's not like I was a war hero or something like that. But they said, you know, Nate, this is something that you can put the word out for, and maybe someone else signs up for the program because they read this article, and then someone else might have a chance at being a match. And that's what really got me to say, okay, I'll sit down and talk.
The media gets blasted all the time, but there are situations like this where the media can actually be a proponent for things like this, and only good things can come of it.
I totally agree. It was at first I just thought, boy, I don't need to do an article, you know, continue to do articles on the player. He's the one that, that beat it and survived and everything.
And did well hockey-wise.
Yeah, I mean, he beat it. His match was with a family member, so he really got lucky there. But he came back and fought through it and played through a playoff run and everything and played a full season after that. So he's doing very well, and it's great to see him being able to be out on the ice and enjoy doing what he loves.
And you use things like this as a springboard for motivation for things like running the Boston Marathon and canoeing, of course, you're this weekend. Talk about your race this weekend, too.
Sure. I mean, I was signed up to do the Boston Marathon in April, and I had the bone marrow procedure in late February. It did take a lot out of me, but I was still able to go and run Boston and did well and was very happy. You know, there was a long recovery time after the procedure, but I still feel very lucky that I got to go to Boston, and I feel 100% now, ready for this weekend with the 70. I'm very lucky to have a guy in the front of our boat, Mike Gerald, that'll be going for finish number 26, and I've had two partners in the 70. This will be my fifth. I did my first one with John Bertzel from Gilbertsville, and then the last four with Mike from Otigo. Just so lucky to have guys out there who can teach me everything, because I started from scratch with canoeing and learning from the Robinsons, from Otigo, Rodney and Miranda. And I just feel lucky to be in the boat and have a chance to go down the river again.
It's kind of surreal doing this because we've helped each other doing the local sports and everything, and somewhere down the road we're going to work together. This is our debut. Nate Lowell with the Be the Match program, and living proof that you can give back, you can give to others at very little sacrifice to yourself. Nate, thanks a lot, and good luck in your canoe racing this weekend.
All right, thank you very much.
For Regatta Coverage 2014, I'm Greg Davey.